This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Monday, February 24th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop's back.
Yeah, what's up?
How was your Friday dealing with the colonoscopy for your wife?
Oh, it wasn't good.
Oh, no. Issues?
Yeah, my wife had some issues on Thursday night.
She's pooping all over the place?
Well, she got sick. She couldn't. What the laxative just didn't agree with her, so she got sick at 3 in the morning, and so the laxative was getting really good. It's kind of a long story. It's a long, gruesome story, but the laxative didn't work, so she woke up on Friday morning and had to call the doctor and tell him what happened, and he said, don't worry, just come on in. We're going to try it anyway.
Okay.
So they gave her another like fast enema, laxative.
Right. Ooh, fast acting. I've never dealt with one of those before.
They emptied her out right there.
They emptied her out right there.
Oh, man.
She was not happy. She was crying on the way to the hospital.
Yeah. Why? Because she felt constipated or whatever?
No, because she didn't want to go through it again. She said, if they cancel it, then I'll have to do it again and, next month or next week.
You don't want to go through that. You don't want to go through the prep again.
That sucks.
It's horrible.
She had a bad bad Thursday night / Friday morning, but she got it done. She was happy. It's over with. And she doesn't have to go back for 5 years.
Did the propofol at least make her feel better? I mean, it had to have.
Well, I mean, she was out in 4 seconds.
I mean, that's a wonder drug.
It is a wonder drug.
It might be the most amazing drug ever invented.
Right.
At least that I've come across.
Well, just ask Michael Jackson.
Well, I mean, he was clearly abusing it. I mean, when it's given to you in the correct doses, it's an amazing drug.
It's amazing how it just completely puts you out in less than 5 seconds.
Yeah, it just crushes you.
Yeah. But it's over with. Done.
Very good.
Right. How was your weekend?
It's good. Cakes and I hung out at the
Wizards game. Oh, that's right. You guys went to the Wiz game on Friday
night.
I mean, the seats, the access of those seats, they're freaking unbelievable.
There's nothing like it, right?
I mean, we were, my son, it was me, my son, JP, and his son, Dylan. Mm-hmm. And Brendan was on the end closest to the aisle. He was on the aisle seat where his foot literally could have touched, like, Rashawn Holmes was sitting next to him for a lot of the game.
Mm.
Like,
oh, really?
They could have played footsie.
You were right behind the bench?
They could have played footsie with each other. We were here and the bench is here.
Yeah.
You could hear the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Rashawn Holmes was unhappy most of the game.
Rashawn Holmes was very upset that that Giannis traveled on multiple occasions. He was letting it be known to the officials. Uh-huh. It was falling on deaf ears.
Although Giannis fouled out in like a record time.
He did foul out. But sitting down on that was the closest I've ever sat. And it was freaking amazing.
Like
he fouled out in 19 minutes?
Yeah.
What the hell was he doing?
Lockdown defense by the Wiz.
Jeez.
By the way, I thought they were great seats.
They were offensive fans?
I did think they were great seats.
Yeah.
But then I looked over about 15 yards over, right in the middle of the court.
Uh-huh.
Right in the middle on first row.
Yes. Yeah.
And who was sitting there?
No idea.
Clank David.
Oh, right, really? Next to Zach Leontsis. He was Zach Leontsis's guest.
Do they work together buddies? On some projects?
I don't know about that.
I texted him afterwards, and he said they have a lot of mutual friends.
I know Ted's been in the film business before, so I'm sure that extends to Zach.
Did he know? Did you know he was going to the game?
He texted me when he was arriving.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he had that planned beforehand.
Right.
But he sent me a text when he was getting to the arena, and he's like, hey, I'm going to be at the Wizards game. I know you guys are going to be there.
I mean, then I looked over, and
I thought our seats were great.
His seats were better, because especially at the end, because it was actually a close game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only downside to those seats is that the players start standing up at the end of the game when it's close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just couldn't see. And then we had to look at the Jumbotron. But again, that's a first world problem. I'm complaining about sitting on the wood and being able
to. So who else did you hear? Who else did you hear talking on the bench?
Justin Champagne was down at the bench yapping a bit. He was talking with somebody in the crowd.
Oh, he was.
A lot of Rashawn Holmes.
Some white guy that I didn't know who was on the team.
I didn't even know he was. I think his last name is Stevenson. I've never seen him play.
How was Coach Keefe? Was he screaming?
He was down the bench. So
you couldn't hear him.
I mean, you couldn't really
A screamer, I don't think.
He was pretty mellow.
He would get animated at times, but for the most part, he was pretty chill. I think he's resigned to knowing what he's dealing with this year.
Yeah.
With a rebuilding young team.
Right. Which of the guys played well?
That was Sar night.
Sar had a good game.
That was a career high for Alex Sar.
22-7.
Why didn't he play last night? Ankle?
Probably maintenance for his ankle, I would guess.
He must have re-injured it.
Might have tweaked it in the Bucks game.
Jeez. Jason's pulled up. Have you ever heard of that guy, Eric Stevenson?
No, but he played at four different colleges.
Wow.
He started at Washington, then he ended up at West Virginia.
I literally thought he was a ball guy until I saw him like pull up his shooting shirt, and he had a jersey with an actual number on it. Just because he...
Shorter white guy.
Yeah, just a shorter white guy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think he's that short.
He's 6'4".
There was a shorter white guy draining shots for the Bucks that I'd never seen before either.
I'd never heard of that guy. He's A.J. Green, right? A different A.J. Green.
I don't know. Just Green.
Or maybe it was A.C. Green.
No,
I forget.
A.J. Green.
Yeah.
A.J. Green.
Yeah,
so it was a good time.
No, you can't beat that.
No, it was an amazing
time. And then what kind of food access did you get?
I think we both had Monumental Suite access.
Oh, okay.
Which is right off like section 107, 108.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, good spot with, like free beer, wine, food.
Oh, you went up there? I never went up there. I just went in the tunnel.
Oh, I went up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That tunnel, pre-game they give you food and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it back there.
Just whatever, it's... Hot dogs.
So you had VIP access. Did you see JVS?
Did not see our friend Jim Van Stone. Not see him on site. He might have been there, but we didn't see him.
Well, your winning streak is has been curtailed.
It was close, though.
Yeah, it was close.
It was but close. Don't think it wasn't.
They held them to 104 points.
I mean,
well,
if they
the Bucks had no Damian Lillard, so they didn't have Dame Dollar.
I mean,
and then Giannis barely played.
Had they won that game? Seriously, I would have lobbied to be put on the payroll. Not like a lot, just like, hey, show up. You're our good luck charm.
Right.
You know, the young guys compete
when you're in the building.
They played a lot of guys too. Mm-hmm. That was Marcus Smart's first game, Chris Middleton's first game.
Right, right.
I think Chris Middleton, Cake said that he was looking at the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton took the potential game tying three, missed it.
They had a phantom call on Bilal late that kind of hosed the Wizards. Let's be honest. He didn't commit a foul there. That was a phantom call. I mean, he put his hand up and might have leaned into whoever was shooting.
Brooke Lopez.
But, I mean, come on. It was not a foul. I know. I'm arguing for my guy. I understand. But that was not a foul.
Yeah, Sar didn't play last night. I didn't look at the box from Friday night, so I didn't know that he played on Friday, but he played pretty well. But
they got smacked last night.
They got smacked last night, and I just looked. I said, "Sar's still out."
No,
I thought he was still out. Like hadn't played since the All-Star break, but he must have tweaked it a little bit. Unless they just don't want him to go.
They're just doing a maintenance thing.
They don't want him to go. So two games in 3 days or whatever.
Yeah, so that was Friday night. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
EB, you were out of town, right?
I was. We headed up to Ithaca. Kind of got messed up. Remember I told you. We wanted to combine, go see my daughter, and then Marist. My son doesn't play there anymore. He's graduated and moved on, but we know a bunch of the families and the kids they were playing in Binghamton, which is only an hour from Cornell. So we were like, oh, it'd be great. We'll see Meg, and then we'll go to the Marist game together on Saturday. But I guess Binghamton is such an embarrassing institution. that place kind of is a dump, I have to say. I've been there several times. They said their fields were unplayable. Like, no. What?
Because?
I don't know. I don't even know. I mean.
Hard?
I don't
too
know
wet?
If it was. They couldn't clear the snow or just their turf is a disaster. I don't know
what
it was.
What was the weather like Friday night when you drove up?
It was just cold.
So it didn't snow?
Maybe a few flurries, but it was just, it was 20 degrees in upstate New York.
I'm sure it was brutal.
It was cold. But they moved the game back to Marist. So we ended up just going up to Cornell really for no reason, just to hang out with my daughter. And we had a great time. We took her and her friends out for dinner on Friday night. And then Saturday, we watched the Marist game on TV. And then we watched, we watched Coop on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we lost.
They lost to who? Brown?
No, no. They beat Brown on Saturday. Coop balled out. He had like 25. But he had a tough game.
Oh, then they played Yale, right?
They played Yale. Yale really is a pain in the ass. They're very good. They played great. They were leading most
Yale
of the game.
Yale hadn't lost in the conference.
Yes.
They're good.
And we almost had them, but we just kind of fell apart. But right now, they're in the top four for those keeping track.
Yep.
You got to finish in the top four to make it to the Ivy League tournament, and then you win the Ivy League tournament. You get a bid, obviously, the NCAA.
I don't think that Binghamton thing was that unique because, you know, my nephew plays at Villanova, and they were supposed to go to Colgate.
Yeah.
And that got moved to Villanova Stadium.
It's just, like, you're a Division I program. You have plows. Like, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Too wet.
I don't know. They don't play on grass. They play on turf.
I don't know.
Don't
kill the messenger. I'm telling you, it wasn't unique to Binghamton because Colgate did the same thing.
Colgate is a nicer facility than Binghamton. I've been to both of those. Colgate is much nicer. But anyway, Marist, by the way, great comeback. 3 goals in the last 2 minutes.
Nice.
Beat him by 1. So that was exciting. And then, you know, just drove back yesterday.
I stayed in besides the Wizards game on Friday night, and I watched the entire 0 day 6-episode run, Robert De Niro. Pretty good.
Consume that with quickness.
Kevin gave it a 4 out of 5. I'd agree.
You give it 4.
Definitely not perfect.
Right.
But pretty good political thriller.
0 day, it's called?
Yeah. 0 day on Netflix.
What did he say it was about? I didn't listen.
It's a cyber attack, and then Robert De Niro is an ex-president who has to try and figure out who did it.
I'm kind of into that. That actually sounds right up my alley.
Like a whodunit?
It sounds right up my alley.
I watched the first episode. It's kind of sad to see Robert De Niro at the age where it's very believable that he's an ex-president. That he's just old.
He's so old.
He just looks super old.
I actually walked away, though, impressed. Like, both Jess and I were like, he looks pretty good for 82.
He looks good.
He's 82, and they have him, like, swimming laps and jogging.
But you know he's old. You just look at him and you're like, oh, this guy I watched in Goodfellas in his prime. This is a guy I've seen in a million movies, and now he's like, he's inching towards the end.
They just have a couple of scenes where he's swimming and then jogging. And I was like, I wish I could do that when I'm 82.
He's getting it done at his age. He just looks his age.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
Yeah, well, I hung out with some old people on Saturday. They did not look as good as Robert De Niro.
Right.
Well, now they're older.
Yeah.
One's 91.
Right.
But I don't know. It's a pretty good movie.
It's hard to keep it together into your 90s.
Or TV show. I don't know what you call it. Yeah, it's 6 episodes.
Yeah.
It's a little mini series.
It's on what? Is it on Netflix?
No. Yeah, Netflix.
All right. I'm gonna have to lock in on that one. I like that.
0 day.
See, that's up my alley. It's funny. When Kevin talks, my brain just shuts down.
He gave it a 4 out of 5.
It's literally like WNBA highlight.
And Jason, you missed. Mike Marr did a great movie review of Heat on Friday.
He did, yes. You missed that.
8.7.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
He said it was the most complete movie he'd ever seen.
Did you give it
a 9 or 10.
How did it not get a 9.4 then?
I got to leave room for these upcoming bangers I'm going to watch.
Do you already have a plan for this week?
I think so. I have it down to 2, but I'll tell you during break.
Do your boys help you out? No, don't tell me. You can surprise me. Do your boys help you out?
I take everyone's opinion into account.
All right.
Very democratic process you have.
He has to watch The Town. Have you seen The Town yet?
I've actually already seen The Town. Yeah. Watched that a couple
That's
years
too
ago.
Recent for
it's
him.
Going in reverse.
That's too contemporary for him.
Okay. All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We're a couple weeks since the NFL season wrapped up, and you will have the combine here shortly. Hell, doesn't it start tomorrow? Does the combine start tomorrow?
Well, I think it starts Wednesday.
Maybe they show up tomorrow. And
maybe they get waived.
Yeah. It's like Wednesday or Thursday.
But with no NFL, you're focusing on the other sports. And, of course, the Caps are back in action, and they scored a million goals over the weekend.
Man, what a weekend. What a comeback from the Four Nations face-off. 15 in two games.
So on Saturday, they scored 8, and Ovi didn't score any. Mm-hmm. And so then he felt like, oh, I guess I better get in on the mix. And he had a hat trick yesterday.
Only had a hattie. And I saw that Grant Paulson was at the game. Mm. And he had just bought like a...
He didn't throw it out there.
I'm guessing he did. I didn't see the update, but he said he bought... I think he bought the hat like in between the first and second period.
No.
And he's like, if he scores a hattie, do I throw it on the ice?
No.
And there were a billion comments that said, you better throw that hat on the ice.
I'm not doing it.
Of course you throw it on the ice. When Ovi's playing in a game, you should bring a spare beater hat tucked into your back pocket just in case there's a hat trick.
No.
Like there was yesterday.
No. My hat's staying on my head.
Oh, you got to throw. Come on.
How much is that hat? $30?
Probably $35, $40. Dude, something like that.
Some places they're $50.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not kidding. I can't remember where it was.
$50?
It was $50.
Now,
I talked about it on the air.
I've seen $90 hats.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Sunday Red?
like a G4 hat.
You know what hats cost over 90? Are those big ass gimmicky hats.
That
B-Rob was wearing in the locker room. I can't remember the name of them.
What do the Caps do with those hats? Goodwill?
They have a barrel, you can go get them.
There's a spot where you can go pick them up.
But you don't know if it's yours. Well, how do you know?
I mean, how can you prove it's yours?
But you know your hat.
Right, but if I went in there and said, oh, that's a silly hat.
The same hat. I mean, you've seen the buckets.
Okay, but like...
You don't want anybody's other hat. Like
you, if you've worn a hat forever, say you've had that hat for 5 years, you're going to know that hat when you see it. Now, you can't prove to them
that's your hat. That's my point.
But if you make the effort to go in and get it, I'm guessing they're just going to be like, okay, here, take it.
What else are they going to do?
There's these wheelbarrows.
Yeah, it's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all.
But I'm guessing 5% or less go and seek out their hats.
I think you're right. You're going to rummage through 200 hats?
If you love your hat, you will.
No, if you love your hat, keep it on your head.
Especially if you just bought it.
Yeah.
Throw the hats. Like, if you were wearing that beanie, would you throw that?
If I were close enough, I guess I would try. But it's if you're in the upper deck, good luck getting your hat down to the ice.
So the Capitals right now have more points than any other team in the NHL with 84 points. And in the Eastern Conference in particular, I mean, they can almost shut it down now. They have a 12-point lead.
They're running away with the Metropolitan Division.
They're up by 14.
In the rearview said, you're finished.
They're unstoppable.
Yeah. I mean, what they're doing is remarkable. And now you have to start plotting out, when is Ovi going to break the record?
All right, because now, I didn't
how
think...
How many games are left?
There are 25
games
left.
They played 57, wow. Yeah.
So I've crunched the numbers. Now, I'm not a math guy.
He needs 12 to tie, 13 to break.
Correct.
Right?
I can do some Ovi math. He's scoring at a remarkable clip. He's at 0.70 goals per game played this season.
All right.
His career average is 0.60. So he's above his career average.
So how many goals do you have on the season?
29 in 41 games.
I mean, you
look at the standings, the leaders, all those guys have played like 55, 57 games.
What an absolute monster.
He's an animal. He's the greatest.
So he missed 16 games?
So at 0.70 goals per game played, which is what he's averaging this season, it's going to take him 17 and a half games to hit the record.
Wow.
So... the 17th game in this stretch is Tuesday, April 1st at Boston.
All right.
The 18th game is the next night at Carolina.
Right.
The 19th game is home against Chicago.
Those tickets are going to be expensive.
Those tickets are already like super high priced.
Oh, I bet.
In the aftermarket.
You know what Ovi did too? Willie got a little shine on Saturday night because, you know, you get these, I really like it. You get that scene of Coach Carberry after wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Capitals social media team put out these videos of him kind of giving accolades to all the team players and giving the chain gets passed around and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie set his career high with 26 goals for the season, which actually tied Ovi. So heading into the game yesterday,
he's having a great year.
They were tied for being the leader in goals, which is amazing because we all know that Willie can play, but at one point he was just kind of known as a goon.
Yeah. Well, just physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now he's become a really good goal scorer. Povey was like, no. Let me separate from you.
You get the spotlight for one day. Now that I'm going to reclaim it. I'm going to take it back. But just, I mean, what he's doing at this age is ridiculous. The stat that I saw yesterday, he's the first player ever to have 200 or more goals in three different decades.
Like, they're starting to, creep up in the Stanley Cup odds, too.
Oh, they are. Good. Yeah. As they should.
I think they've moved up two spots since a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm just terrified of peaking too early. I really am. I feel like the playoffs are a whole different ball game.
I mean, they could go out in the first round.
I know.
Like, I mean, look what happened to the playoffs.
Who was it? Who was it last year or 2 years ago when Boston had a ridiculous regular season?
Florida upset them early.
But they lost. They were the one seed. They lost to the eight.
Correct.
So it can happen.
But like, what they're doing is not fluky. Like they couldn't score last season, and now they're the highest scoring team in the league by a lot. So
it's an incredible.
It's not what they're doing is not a fluke. They've got a high octane offense. They've got defensemen who are scoring. Look at Chikrin's numbers. He poured in another two over the weekend.
Yeah, he scored two on Friday night or Saturday night.
They've got really good goaltending. Like, they're a complete team, top to bottom. And they're led by the guy who's going to win the award for Coach of the Year, or should.
I didn't think.
Like, how is Carberry not going to win that award?
He's got to.
Adams? I'll have to double check that, but I think that's the title of the award. How could he not win that?
I didn't think Obi was going to
Winnipeg's coach.
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
I mean, I know you're just getting it to Carberry, but they're 1 point off.
You know what? I'm going to hand it to the guy who's leading the league when every pundit and expert said, you know what, Caps are going to be mediocre.
Coach Arniel, is that him?
I think he used to be here. I'll have to double check his bio, but everybody thought the Caps were just going to be watching Ovi break Gretzky's record while not in a playoff hunt. They're the top team in the league.
Well, what they've done is remarkable.
Give him the
trophy. They have successfully threaded the needle between blending the new and the old.
And Winnipeg was really good last year.
Right.
It's not as big of a flip.
It was expected for them to win.
Yeah.
And hey, did you notice how they didn't tank to be competitive again?
They rebuilt on the fly, which is possible, but improbable. It doesn't happen a lot. Point me out a bunch of other examples where it's happened. I'm waiting to hear it.
Ravens. Oh. Ravens are always in the hunt. Always.
Okay.
It's different sports.
I mean, there's a lot of teams.
It's different.
Did the Niners ever tank?
In different sports, it can happen.
No, they had the number one pick.
But it's harder to do that.
Smith.
Mm-hmm. It is harder to do it in the NBA. Look, props to Chris Patrick, the GM, and Brian McClellan, who's now, the president of hockey operations.
Yep.
Because all the moves they made seem to have worked out.
Certainly. Acquiring Chychrun, picking up Logan Thompson from Vegas.
I didn't think that Ovi was going to break it this year.
Nobody did. Man, he hadn't done it yet, but he's certainly...
No, just last week.
Oh, yeah, I know. Last week, we were talking about it. We were like, probably early next season.
Yeah, I said October of next year.
I mean, after a hat trick, and you're 13 away with 25 games to play, highly probable he breaks it this season.
All right,
Not guaranteeing anything, just saying it's probable.
Let's bang out some of these calls.
Easy, all of you.
I know we've asked you this before because you get super excited. Would you rather have them win the Stanley Cup, but Ovi doesn't break the record?
I've been on record with this before. I can't believe you're asking me this question because it's stupid and idiotic. Of course you want the Stanley Cup. If you told me right now the Caps would get a Stanley Cup and Ovi just never scores another goal again, I would take the second Stanley Cup.
Okay.
And I think any other Caps fan would probably say the same.
I think so. Let's go to Chris in Upper Marlboro. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Caps having a remarkable season. Hell, Ovi's having a remarkable season. Chris,
hey,
what's up?
What's up, Cakes? I agree with you, Cakes. For JP, this is Chris, the guy whose wife loves fourth line centers. How is it that our fan base, well, first off, I put in a $250 bet at the beginning of the hockey season for the Caps. I had a feeling.
Ooh.
The payoff's like 12 G's.
Oh, so, man, that is quite a sweat you have. Impressive. I hope it is.
So, me too. So, hey, here's the thing. How is it that as our fan base, we are not clamoring for OV to be the MVP this year and win the Hart? Because he is literally, he may not be the best player in the NHL, but he is the most valuable commodity that the NHL has ever had. Ever had. And especially in this day and age where the money is what it is and everything, he's more valuable than Wayne Gretzky was back in, you know, just because of inflation and everything. But, like, he's literally the most important player the NHL has ever had. And
I don't know. Explain that. Explain. I got to wrap my head around what you're saying. How justify because, that.
Well, just think about what the contract level, like, think about in the 80s and, you know, when Gretzky was playing, what were the contracts? Mm-hmm. How much did he make? Okay. Look at the contracts nowadays. Just the money, the scale of money.
Like, but you're crediting Ovi for all of that?
No. Well, I mean, I would say that him and Sid saved the league back in the early 2000s, so yes. Mm. But what I'm saying is that the players are more valuable than they've ever been, right? Okay. But he is the most valuable player that the league has because he is generating, you know, sports interviews. He's generating all of the talk about the league because there's someone who's actually about to break to break a record that no one thought was ever going to be broken.
Yeah.
And so I think he actually is the MVP of the league.
This guy's got a bigger chub for Ovi than me. I didn't think it was possible.
Who are the likely guys that are going to win MVP this year?
Nathan MacKinnon, Leon Draisaitl. What? He scored one goal in a game yesterday where his team got smoked. Tell me Leon Draisaitl is better
than
And
Draisaitl plays for whom?
Edmonton.
Oh, he plays for Edmonton.
Edmonton, right. who they played yesterday.
Got you.
So
Ovi's Q rating's higher than those guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody knows who Draisaitl is. Nobody.
I barely know the MacKinnon.
Right. But he is the most valuable player that the NHL has as a commodity. And they should.
Maybe he's on to something. I don't know.
Although Draisaitl's silly. He's good.
He might be silly, but nobody knows who he is.
He's pretty good, but no one knows who he is.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
in America knows who Alex Ovechkin is.
Yeah.
So that's my point. We as a sports, as a fan base, need to be clamoring to get his name. Drabby said he's like 40-1 odds right now. So we need to be clamoring and making this a daily thing. Why is this guy not the most important player in the league?
Pump the brakes. 40. Pump the brakes. All you should care about is them winning the Stanley Cup. Who cares
if
he wins the MVP?
That's Cakes. I started by saying that. I agree with you 100%.
Like, don't worry about the MVP. It's all good. Oh, Ovi's won enough individual awards. It's fine.
I think he's 500.
I know. I just want him to get his flowers, man. The guy's 39 years old and can still smoke 20-year-olds. When I was 39, I couldn't play baseball anymore.
Hey, did you see?
Comp yourself to Ovi.
Did you guys see when he whiffed on the one timer and he was yelling at his stick? Well, I don't know if he was yelling. He was looking at the stick and he said, "What the F was that?"
Oh, maybe. Okay, that makes sense.
But I don't know
then.
If he was just talking to himself, but just kind of messing with the stick. But it looked like he was yelling at the stick.
That makes sense then because I was trying to watch his post game presser and somebody asked him about his stick. Yeah.
So he was.
Right, thanks for the call. Thank you, Chris.
He was wiping down the stick or maybe retaping it. I don't know what he was doing, but he was yelling at himself for the stick. Yeah, and he goes, "What the F was that?"
I didn't understand why they were asking him about his stick.
That's why. Okay. Yeah, that's why. It was pretty funny.
He said after the game he could have had more.
Yeah,
Carberry said he could have had six.
Jesus.
Oh, if he had six, then you're getting the parade ready. that's absurd.
Man, that'd be wild, man.
If you had tickets, if he had tied Gretzky's record, and he's playing against Chicago at home to possibly break it, and you had tickets, would you sell those tickets for a boatload?
No, you would go. You
I think
see
I might sell them.
You want to see history.
I might sell them.
You want to be there?
I can see it on TV.
You're the only one who's thinking about selling them. Yeah. Everyone else in town wants
I know,
to
everyone
buy
wants
them.
To buy them.
I mean, do you have a soul? Do you care about anything other than
hey,
money?
Hey, you know what? I would sell them to someone who would want to see it more.
I mean, I love money, but I think you got me trumped.
Especially if that's a weekday, I probably wouldn't even see it. I'd be asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well,
but he's going to do it this year now, barring any injury.
It's looking like that's probably going to happen.
I mean, he doesn't go into dry spells.
That's a Friday night, too.
Oh man.
Cap 1's going to be jumping.
Yeah. That's going to be like game 7 in the Stanley Cup finals.
That's amazing.
I mean, legitimately, Drab, I might have to take off to go see them in Carolina if he's on.
You would actually do that?
I mean, that's
drive down to Raleigh.
That's half an hour from where my kid lives. Buy a few tickets.
Yeah.
Go watch. I mean,
why don't you just buy them now?
You should buy them now.
I might have to.
And it just go anyway, even if you had already.
Might just take some time off.
You should. Totally
thinking
should.
About it.
Should I be upset that he had an empty netter?
No. As I was tweeting someone yesterday, buy two, get one free.
Oh, you've softened your stance on that now?
Well, no, if you just rack them up empty netters, you're going to get close. That's frustrating for me.
Yeah, but the fact that two
yesterday
others
was awesome.
It makes
yeah, of
it palatable.
Of course. Come on. I'm not going to complain about that. He has a hat trick.
But Carbs is going to be putting them in on those situations, on empty net situations.
No, I remain resolute in the fact that that can't be your highlight when you break the record.
Well, oh, it can't be that.
It's
that
not
can't be their
optimal
breaker.
If that
no,
happens.
No, actually, it can't. It's not possible for
so
that to be the highlight.
So if he has the opportunity
no.
to break it on an empty net,
pass
he's going to shoot
pass
it wide?
Pass it.
He's not going to take it?
No, then.
He can't be on the ice for
listen,
it.
I haven't thought about it enough
it can't,
to care.
That cannot be the highlight the where they show
is,
it over and over again.
If you feel
again.
That way, then Carbs just can't put him out in that situation.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, it's like Strahan sack.
I'm kind of with him.
Okay.
If you were, for example, a home run hitter and you're chasing the record for home runs, you don't want to pass it on an inside the park
sure
home run.
It still counts.
No.
Yeah.
You got to hit that
it's
thing over the fence.
Right. And it can't be a position player.
Right, it's a lot
harder
thought
to about
do it
that much, but I guess Carbs would protect him from that happening.
Okay, if the home run record, it can't be against a position player who's coming in.
We can ask him. Is he coming on this week?
He should be on Wednesday.
We're going to ask him. We say if he's tied the record and you're up 6-3, will you put him out there to potentially get an empty netter?
It's got to be in the office.
Will you promise that you will not put him out in an empty net situation to break the record? Well, I think it's a fair question.
It's definitely a fair question.
What if it's the last game of the season?
Kick the can down the road. Build some anticipation.
I mean, he's under contract. He's not going anywhere. It's fine.
I think it's a fair question. I don't really care as much as Valdez does, but I think it's a fair question.
Definitely.
Well,
he's already proven himself.
You don't want that highlight played for 20 years.
Yeah, I think Carbs
I don't think they're going to play that highlight. They're going to play all his goals.
Mm. They'll definitely play the breaker.
They'll play the one where he's falling down.
Of course, the one against Drab's Coyotes from back in the day.
I was thinking as I was driving in, I would need a refresher. But we could do, for the real diehards, your favorite Ovi goal of all time. I would need a refresher myself,
sure,
to be honest. But that could be something we could do as we get closer.
There's so many to pick from.
He's had so many, but like, what are his most iconic goals? The one you're talking about,
one he's falling down, is probably his most iconic in his career.
Yeah, but what about most impactful?
Yeah, I mean, how many big ones did he have in the Stanley Cup run?
I mean, he scored a boatload of points in that run.
Yeah, but the signature goals was like Eller and
Kuzi had the massive goal against the Penguins.
Yeah. Yep. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back. Shifting over to the NFL, in a few weeks, you're going to have teams releasing players, making salary cap moves.
Love it. Can't wait.
And NFL.com came out with a list of potential salary cap cuts. And for the Commanders, they have Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it when he actually played. He didn't play that much for the Commanders. He did play in 3 playoff games, just 2 regular season games.
I thought he was faking his injury, that he would be fine as soon as he stepped off the jet from New Orleans.
Man, he wasn't.
Was clearly wrong. The hamstring injury dogged him throughout the season and obviously into the playoffs too.
In just the postseason, he earned a 29.6 coverage grade from PFF. He allowed 10 catches for 172 yards, 136.6 passer rating on 14 targets.
Let me say this. If Marshawn Lattimore is released, which I don't think is going to happen, but if he is, that's the first chink in the Adam Peters armor.
Yeah, it's a big swing and a miss.
I mean, that's because you gave up a third, a fourth, and 6th-round picks to obtain him.
That's why I don't think he's going to do it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Even though the entire $18 million that he's going to earn comes off the cap.
I think with the salary cap going up especially, you can absorb that hit.
I think they're going to hope that he comes back 100% next year. Now, he just, in the last 2 or 3 years, he hadn't been 100%.
Right.
He misses a lot of games.
And that's a problem.
But I think they're not going to just dump him after 5 games.
Right.
He's a 4-time Pro Bowler, but...
It would be interesting.
All pro, all four Pro Bowls between 2017 and 2021. Rear view mirror.
Yeah.
He's washed.
He might be, but I don't think they're going to cut him.
It doesn't sound like they are.
After next year, possibly, but I don't think they're
going to cut him. I think they're going to try to squeeze whatever value they can out of him, but I wouldn't expect a lot.
It's hard to call a cornerback who's 28. He's about to turn 29 in May. It's hard to call that guy washed. Like,
by age, he shouldn't
back,
be.
Like a running back that's had a billion carries by age 29, if you want to call that guy a shot fighter, I can kind of buy that. But I mean,
no, he should on paper be able to play, Cakes.
Unless he's got a hamstring injury that just is never going to heal, is always going to dog him.
He's had the injuries have derailed him the last 4 years. He's broken. The bottom line is he's broken.
But Peters is going to give him a shot. If you go back to what Peters said at the end of the season press conference, he started off by saying Marshawn, he came into a tough situation. And then later he says, really excited for him to have an offseason with us and really learn the defense from the ground up and really have that full runway of training camp and leading into the season.
Yeah, they're going to keep him. Okay. I agree.
Yeah, I think they are.
I think they're going to keep him.
Yep.
I wouldn't necessarily, but I think they're going to keep him. And it's not, Cakes, that a 28 or 29-year-old corner is too old. It's not. I just think he, in particular, appears to be broken.
Yeah, and the injuries may have added up and taken their toll. Now, if in the first 4, 5, or 6 weeks, he's getting routinely beaten by the guys he's covering.
Or he's missing games,
isn't able to play.
Yep. Then I'd agree with you.
Then after this next upcoming season, he would certainly be in the crosshairs of a guy that's going to be cut.
Oh, they'll whack him.
Yeah, but I just don't think they're going to do it after 5 games. I would agree with you. He looks like he's injury prone.
And he doesn't look the same.
He doesn't look the same, but I think that they're hoping full off season, 100% healthy coming into camp.
They're hoping.
And he can do something. But
I agree, they're hoping.
It was a big disappointment.
I agree.
But I don't think they're going to go down, you know, with 3 draft picks lost and only 5 games played.
But I think Lattimore, even at the peak of his powers, without any of the injuries, I think he would struggle against the likes of facing A.J. Brown twice, C.D. Lamb twice, and now in New York, Malik Nabers twice. Like, those guys are just going to get their numbers against not only Lattimore, they're going to get their numbers against most every cornerback in the league.
That's true.
Unless they're getting double covered.
I'd like to see him win a battle shut too. Down. I mean,
I'd like to see it too.
They don't have to catch every ball. They don't have to be wide open
every
time.
I'm going to guess those guys are good. Those guys are generally going to eat against Lattimore and or any other corner that's facing them.
Maybe. But I would think that the elite corners in the league win their share of the battles too. I mean, I think that's part of the appeal of like that whole Mike Evans, Lattimore deal.
I think there's basically
those guys were going back and forth.
I think there's one cornerback right now that shuts down everybody for the most part.
Sertan.
Other than that.
I'm not saying shut down, Cakes. I'm saying break up a pass.
That would be nice too.
I'm not saying shut down. I'm saying go 1 for 8.
Just play a little bit better.
I'd like
better.
A few shutdown games. If you're a Pro Bowl corner, like
I'm just
you have
saying,
that
like,
reputation.
In one game, they target your guy 8 times. Yeah. Make 1 play.
That's a pretty low percentage,
make one
too.
One play.
The biggest play I think he made was
very low.
I think the biggest play he made, in my opinion, was the
tackle
he made in the Buccaneers game, which ended up forcing a field goal, which, you know, ultimately, Washington got the ball back and won on the last drive.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lattimore made a big play.
I remember
in the moment.
Tackle. I can't recall like the specifics of the game at that time, but I do remember it in the moment.
Well, he stopped him like a half yard short of the first down with the tackle, and then Baker screwed up the snap.
I can't remember what the score was.
He screwed up the snap. It was tied. Screwed up the snap, and then the Bucs had to settle for a field goal, and then the Commanders, you know, won the game thereafter.
Look, if I'm
ten catches and 172 yards that's a big number.
If I'm Peters, I'm still looking for corner help in the draft. Having Lattimore there is not going to dissuade me from picking a corner relatively
high.
Well,
why does Lattimore have to be on the opposing number one? Why couldn't he just be on a number two? Maybe his value goes up a little bit.
Right, or just play
side. Maybe whoever you get in the offseason can play the number ones. Or they can switch back and forth. I don't know. I don't know if Lattimore always has to be covering the number one.
I agree with you. Probably shouldn't.
Unless he comes back, you know, and it looks like a completely different player next year.
Almost more comfortable with Sanistrel on him. Feel like he puts up as good a fight as any of them.
I don't know.
But they're not. I don't think they're going to cut him this year.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that would be an extreme move.
Now, this is coming up because, like, NFL.com or somebody wrote a piece about him potentially being.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, potentially.
I think Peters spoke for the organization. When he said we're excited for him to have a full offseason and understand the defense.
That's what he said, yes.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to happen.
That's also code for, I really hope he works out because I gave up a third, fourth, and sixth rounder for him. That's also what he's saying.
Right.
Well, every GM has swings and misses.
Absolutely.
Of course. And
Adam hasn't had many yet, and that could be one, but it happens to every GM.
Here.
I'm not down on Adam Peters at all.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I'm not yet, but if Lattimore doesn't show more this upcoming season,
you'll be down on Peters.
That's the first red X.
It's
in
a blemish, but he's not going to go undefeated, right?
No,
he's
going to have. I understand that
strikes.
I know. Look, it's an imperfect science. Everybody misses with picks and acquisitions.
You could argue that
just hit more than you miss.
Quarterback is the toughest position to play. You could argue that corner is the second toughest.
It's a very difficult spot,
especially the way they call games, and it's almost impossible to cover these guys without getting PIs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how hard that freaking position is to play.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of responsibility put on them, and they earn a lot of money, so they're gonna get a lot of scrutiny if they don't play well.
Yeah, I agree.
I think corner is the second or third highest position payroll in the league. It might be the second behind quarterback.
Yeah, I've always said I think quarterback is not only the hardest position in sports, I think it's the hardest job in the world. I do. To be elite.
There aren't that many of them.
Maybe corner's second. I don't know. Probably right.
Corner's got to be the second on the field.
Yep.
Because you're just reacting to everything. You got to be so good at closing out, man.
Well, look. It'll be interesting if they made a move like that. It's unlikely, but I don't know that all of us would be heartbroken that Marshawn Lattimore would be gone. That guy became public enemy number one for most Commanders fans down the stretch.
I wasn't high on him. I wouldn't, yeah.
They were down on him.
I definitely wouldn't be upset.
But they were down on St. Juice before Lattimore arrived. So
for sure,
we're trying to address that situation. All right, phone number you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.